Shameless Media.
This episode of Everybody Has a Secret is brought to you by, drumroll, Hinge, of course, the dating app designed to be deleted. Set your new year intentions and refresh your Hinge profile using the "This Year I Want To" prompt. Ever wondered if someone's having an affair, if their money's a little suspicious, or if the rumours about their family are true? We think everyone's carrying around a secret. And this show, well, you know, it's all about spilling them.
Hi, Shushies. How are you? What is up? Welcome to Everybody Has a Secret. My name is Annabelle Lee. I am one of your co-hosts. Louis Hansen is my co-host.
I know, that's right.
Me. You are there. And Ruby is also in the vault. Hi, producer Ruby Hall.
Hi, guys. It's good to be back in the vault together.
It's glorious.
It's glorious. The sweat's already starting to seep through the pores, which is worrying. It's hot. It's summer in Melbourne. Anywho, weather chat, boring. I wanted to bring something else into the vault today. A question that honestly has been eating me up inside for, I would say, most of my life, most of my adult life anyway.
Most of your adult life.
Yeah. But in the past week or so, I have been thinking about it more because I had an encounter with someone who I don't really know that well, an acquaintance. The initial interaction that you have with an acquaintance, or anybody for that matter, when you first see them, I find extremely awkward. Because my question to the vault is, how do we know as a society when to hug somebody hello or kiss them on the cheek hello?
Or handshake.
Yes, that's a very businessy thing to do.
This is, firstly, thank you so much for being so vulnerable and honest in the vault with us today.
Nobody speaks on this.
Nobody, and this is what we do as the number one philosophy podcast in the country. We speak on the things that people are too scared to speak on.
Exactly.
And thank you for raising this question, because I too also struggle with this. I'm going to come out and say it. I'm a hugger.
Same.
Right? I'm a hugger. And I know you'd be the same, because we are but one. We have a symbiotic energy. We are but one, and we agree on everything. But there has been, like, sometimes, as of recently, I guess, I mean always, where some people go out with the handshake and are immediate shakers. And I go in like two arms, like, bring it in, friend. Yeah. And then they go, whoa. And then it makes me feel like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I was encroaching on your space. But I'm just a natural hugger.
Yeah.
And they just still have the hand out. And I go, fuck, I don't even know how to shake a hand.
No. And then also, my hands are always sweaty. My palms are always sweaty. I feel like that's arguably more intimate, because I don't want you to have to feel the sweat on my hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't ever really get a handshake as an option, though. I don't know what that is.
Do you know what it is? The patriarchy.
It's the patriarchy.
Yeah.
And so I usually get the confusion of, like, the push and pull of me going in for a hug, the other person maybe going in for a kiss on the cheek.
Oh, kissy!
So earlier in the week, I bumped into someone on my way to work who I hadn't seen in a while, and they went to kiss me on the cheek, and I went in for a hug, and it was the most awkward thing I've experienced recently. And the thing about this whole dilemma is that I forget that I worry about it so much, or that I feel awkward about it so much, until, like, the moments right before I'm, like, going in to say hi to someone. Also, because, like, me and my closest friends, and, like, everyone in this vault, I hug you all. Yes. I never kiss you guys on the cheek.
It's so fascinating, because I, with my friends outside of the vault, you know, my daisies, shout out, shout my out Damons, Daisy. Shout out. But we're all mwah, mwah.
Right.
Kiss on the cheek in the cheek. And so it's just so funny that you can be a certain type of way with one friendship group, but then your social practices completely shift with others.
Yes. Oh, so you kiss the friends on
I
the cheek.
I kiss most of my friends, and I would say that I hug you both. But then
left out.
But then again, like, I just, there's so many layers as well, because then sometimes if you kiss, right, like, I will kiss and then go in for the hug, and then some people might kiss and and then retract, and then it's me kind of trying to pull them pull them into my body. It's fascinating and awkward, and I just don't think that we will ever have the answer, and that as humans we're just bound to always live in this like awkward realm of how do we interact with one another.
Yeah, so true. I'm just sick of the stigma is all. I don't think we have to come to an answer right here, right now. I'm sick of the stigma, A. B, I'm annoyed that nobody ever sat me down to tell me how to do this. Because like, why did no one tell me whether to hug or kiss on the cheek? And yeah, as I said, I just forget. And it's always like the moments that I'm in certain rooms with new people or like different kinds of people I don't know as well, where I'm like, oh shit, it's happening. They're coming closer and their lips look pouty, but I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I would love to know, Shushies, which do you prefer? Do you have a preference? Which one makes you more uncomfortable? Or do we just like not, should we just like not touch each other when we say hi? Is that another alternative?
Well, I mean, that's always an alternative for yeah. sure. Personal space. But I actually do think I have the answer. I mean, I feel like we have solved a worldwide problem, a problem that's been going on for centuries uh-huh. with the shushy handshake. And I just feel like if we as a society all agree to encounter each other and say hello with a shushy handshake, then all our problems are solved.
That old chestnut.
Oh, you raised the shushy handshake. And you've reminded me that we have never really come back on the podcast to talk about the times shushies have come up to us to say hi and use the shushy handshake. Because I know you've raised it and I want to support you with that, but I actually think that arguably, because I don't know it very well, that...
I'm terrible at it.
That is also awkward for me. When the shushi comes up, I love it, by the way, love it, love it, love the handshake, but sometimes when shushis come up to me and they go, and they do it, and I'm like, fuck, I don't remember, and that's definitely it.
And I'm going to fully call you both out on this. Like, do better. You are the leaders of Shushi Nation.
I know.
You are the leaders of Shushi Nation. The least you can do is remember the handshake of the nation.
So you're saying when a shushi comes up to you, you remember it like move by move, beat by beat.
Yes, because I was traumatized at one of the shows we were at off Six the Musical like 6 months ago when a shushi came up and we didn't know the handshake, and I went home that night and I was like, nah, I'm getting this down to a T.
Okay.
And since then I have performed the handshake. I've even been out the front of like Circuit at like 1 a.m. and a shushi came up and was like, oh, I like to listen to the podcast, but like I forgot the handshake. And I even said, right. And I sat him down and I was like, this is how you do it. And it felt powerful.
Oh my God. Okay. I need to learn from you. I did also from that incident try and practice. And then since then my brain just whoop.
And yeah, I also laugh every time you bring up stories like this because you're really cementing the fact that like in like Shushi's minds that they're like fearful to come up to you.
I know, and I don't want that. And also I'm cementing this whole like Annabelle's awkward thing.
Totally.
Which I'm really like, trying to get rid of.
But you're like digging yourself further into
I
the
really
ground.
Am. But, so with that, ignore everything I said, actually.
But, like, thanks for always bringing up Shushi's coming up to us because I feel like we just need to give it more airtime.
We do.
When I say, and it's because on the day of recording, Spotify Wrapped has just dropped. And so it's just making us sentimental. We're looking back at the year that was. And look, I'm sure I speak for a belly and rubes when I say this. But this year, like, the Shushis have just been the greatest piece of our lives.
Oh, yeah. The greatest joy.
Shushi Nation in the vault. Like, has just been the most mesmerizing experience, and truly meeting you, like, out in the world is the best fucking thing, because every single time a shushi comes up to us and they say hi, they're always the fucking sweetest, coolest person, which makes sense because that's our listenership. Duh. Uh-huh. But fuck, I'm in my thankful era.
Yes.
I love it.
No, it's like a whole other feeling.
It's a religion.
It's like immediate connection, instant friendship, instant family.
Totally.
And we love our family, our shushi family. So thank you. And I will learn the handshake.
Yeah.
ASAP.
It's an incredible community.
Yay. I love community. And I love
It's all about community.
Community. Hey, Rooms, I think it's time for today's secret.
Secret, yes, read up, secret, read up, secret, read up.
Yes, me loves, it is. It is. And I'm just going to jump straight into this one today.
Rooms, I just love it when you jump right in.
Do you love it?
I just love it.
Why not? All right. This secret comes from listener Penny. Hi, Annabelle and Louis.
Hi, Penny.
Hey.
I've been with my husband, Troy, for over a decade, but I recently uncovered a secret he's been hiding from me. It's shaken everything I thought I knew about our relationship, and now I don't know what to do next. A bit about Troy. He's a tradie, your typical manly man who loves a beer with his mates.
Oi, oi, oi!
Action front minutes.
It always scares. It always scares.
A beer with the lads.
Yeah. He loves a beer with his mates and playing sports.
Period.
I love sport.
When it comes to our sex life, I'm typically quite vanilla. I've only had a few sexual partners in my life, while Troy was more promiscuous before we got together. I'm completely fine with this as it was before we met, but I'm beginning to worry it hasn't stopped. Troy enjoys different sexual fantasies. He loves role play and recently asked me to switch up our roles in the bedroom. Until now, he's always been the typical man in the bedroom. I've tried my best to spice things up, and while I don't mind some of what we've tried, not everything is for me. Let me tell you about how I accidentally uncovered this secret. We recently refinanced our mortgage, and as a result, our bank sent us our closing statements. I've always opened his mail, he never does, and he's allowed me to do so. On this occasion, I noticed some online payments to an unknown website. I Googled it to check for fraudulent charges, and a very discreet site that billed its visitors popped up. I was shocked to discover that it was a fetish website. Without going into too much detail, Troy wants to be a submissive partner and is looking for his dominant mistress. He's been messaging women online, explaining in detail what he's into and that he needs someone to be with him in person to satisfy his needs. These fetishes would require another person, and I can honestly say I've never performed these acts on him. It makes me assume he's done this with someone else to know that he likes it. I'm unsure if he's acted on this fetish, whether before or after we got together, but I'm really uncomfortable with it. It's not a turn on for me at all. I feel betrayed and not enough for him. He should have shared this with me before we got serious so I could have made the decision to walk away. I feel like he's lied to me and that he's living a secret life. I don't think he's considered how it would make me feel. I'm not comfortable with cheating at all, but I'd consider letting him live out this fantasy online if it meant he wouldn't do anything with someone else in the flesh. I really love Troy. He's my best friend, so I want him to be happy, but I don't know what to do. How do I approach this in a respectful way? I don't know how to bring this up without admitting I went through his private messages. I definitely don't want him to feel ashamed about his fetish either, but I don't want to participate or have him act on it with another person. I also think I deserve to know if I have been cheated on, which could possibly be a deal breaker for me and end in divorce, which terrifies me. Thanks, Penny.
Penny, Penny, Penny. Look, there's already a lot of thoughts that I... Should we just cut to an ad first?
Yes.
Because I have a lot of thoughts that I just want to like...
Yes, same, and I don't want to cut them off by throwing to an ad.
100%.
Yep.
So, hello, gorgeous ad. We're holding space for this ad right now. I can't believe I'm saying this, Belly, but we're almost at the end of the year.
Crazy.
And you know what? Our friends at Hinge have the perfect way to help us reflect on how much we've grown and how our dating lives can evolve too.
Yes. I mean, I still do leave my hair straightener on most mornings, but I definitely feel a little older, a little wiser. I have new interests and goals for sure too.
Oh, and I love to hear that, Belly. You know I always do. Well, Hinge is encouraging us to take a moment to pause and reset our goals for the year ahead. Update your profile with the prompt, "This year I want to." It's a great way to reflect on what matters most to you right now before stepping back into dating in the new year. I'm there with you, shushies. I'm there with you. We'll do it together, hand in hand. So, Belly, what would your answer be to that one?
Okay, well, this year I want to take charge and start more conversations on Hinge. Whoa, okay, powerful.
Okay, powerful human.
It's time to connect with new people and see where this takes me. It's all about stepping out of my comfort zone and opening myself up to new connections. Who knows where it could lead?
You know what I just got, Belly? Full body shivers. Full body shivers, goosebumps in the best way possible. Because it's all about being intentional, right?
Yes.
Hinge makes it just so easy to reflect on what matters most and update your profile to match where you're at in life, whether it's adding fresh photos or just tweaking your prompts a little bit so it better reflects the new you.
No pressure dating. We certainly do love to see it.
Thank you, Hinge, for making this episode of Everybody Has a Secret possible.
Possible. Thank you, Hinge.
Love y'all.
My initial thoughts as you read that out, Ruby, was that Penny's weighing up whether this was, I don't know, an act of deceit, an act of betrayal.
Yeah.
And I immediately thought, well, yeah, because he did this behind your back. Like, you didn't know that he was going on these websites asking for somebody to be a mistress, like to be a dominant mistress.
Yes.
That's like the boundaries immediately
crossed.
Yeah. Yeah, crossed when you don't tell your wife that you're doing that. So I understand that she feels, you know, betrayed and cheated on, because I think, like, definitionally, this is cheating. Although Penny ends the secret in quite an open-minded way of, like, how do I broach this with him? I don't want him to feel ashamed about this, yada, yada. But kind of ends on the fact that I don't want to be that dominant partner for him. So it ends up being quite a pickle for the two of them.
Yeah, there's obviously lots to unpack here. I feel like, first and foremost, fetishes, great, normal, right?
Yeah.
We love desire, we love expression, we love communicating things to our partner about potential things that we might enjoy, like role play or like that, like, dominant and submissive roles. Like, so that is, like, beside the point, because, like, that's all great, obviously, within reason. Nor do I think that it's a breach of privacy that she looked at his finances.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like if you have a hunch or you see something that isn't right, particularly if you're at the point in your relationship where you're, like, looking at each other's mail and stuff and something pops up and you're like, oh, what is that? Like, you have every right to do your research.
Also, you're married. Not that all married people have to be 100% fully across the other person's finances.
Yeah, totally.
But, like, yeah, if, as you said, if you've got a little hunchy hunch,
go for it.
Yeah. Well, and she thought there were fraudulent charges there, potentially. So she was investigating it further.
She was investigating.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah.
Our investigative queen. But do I think that it's cheating that he's already messaged these websites? Yeah. Well, especially because in these chats where he's talking to these, what does Penny describe it? Dominant mistresses. Oh, God, I love that dominant mistress. So he's chatting to these dominant mistresses, but he's saying, I need to live this out in person.
Mm.
And he's encouraging these people online that he's talking to meet up with him in person. Like, that's all grounds for cheating. As you said, Penny has no idea that he's, like, messaging these websites.
No.
And on top of that, wanting to meet in person to translate the, like, online web chat stuff to face-to-face intimacy.
Yeah.
All behind Penny's back. So that is, like, categorically cheating.
And Penny's saying, I'm not sure if he's already physically cheated. I'm not sure what the deal is.
We don't know.
Yeah. But to me, people might disagree, but to me, I'm like, it's just as bad that you don't know and you're assuming that maybe he did.
Yeah.
He's messaging these people and you didn't know about it. And to me as well, even though he has expressed that he wants to mix things up in the bedroom in the past, that doesn't really mean that he was then allowed to go and seek out, because you were, like, trying it out with him in the bedroom. Am I correct? Like, she was.
Yeah, I think that they've experienced with some of his sexual fantasies before. Like, she said that he has wanted to do some role play, and I'm not entirely sure of what other fetishes or acts that they have shared together, but she sort of said, this one I'm not comfortable with, you know, like, this dominant mistress.
Right.
I am not comfortable with.
Well, yeah.
It's not a turn on for me at all.
Regardless, he never said, hey, are you all good with me going on these fetish websites and asking for a dominant mistress? He never did that. You never had that conversation, and he did it behind your back.
Yeah.
Henceforth, cheating has occurred here.
Yeah.
Henceforth, cheating. That should be another button. We just need to click it. It goes, henceforth, cheating.
Cheating.
Yeah, exactly right. Because in my mind, I'm like, it just seems so easy for, like, him to be like, these are my desires. This is what I want to explore in the bedroom. And perhaps in his and Penny's case, they've, like, tried to explore a little bit. Mm. Penny's like, actually, that's not for me. In that instance, that's when Troy says, okay, well then, do you mind if I outsource?
Yes.
And then that, do you mind, I've heard of this site. From a friend. I've heard of this site, or, like, I would like to explore having a dominant mistress outside of our marriage. That's when you start the conversations.
Yes.
But to just immediately go behind Penny's back, that's an act of betrayal.
Yes. There was, like, a step-by-step process of communication that should have been followed, because you are in a loving relationship.
That just seems obvious.
Yeah. So, Troy,
if you want to avoid the cheating allegations.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yeah, as we said, there's absolutely no shame in having fetishes. It's just about the communication, as we always say.
Exactly. And, like, it's about the communication with, you know, what you're wanting in this relationship, or with the other partner as well. It's the communication between what people are comfortable with exploring themselves. And if one person's desires and fetishes don't match with the others, that's totally fine. But it all just depends on communication. We're all different.
Yeah. And who knows, Troy, maybe if you had asked or said or expressed earlier what you wanted to do on these fetish websites, Penny might have, like, I know she's saying here, I don't want to be a dominant mistress for Troy.
Yeah.
But, like, if they got to that point in their relationship where that was the thing that could break them, Penny could have had a different response. Like, that's the whole point of expressing these kinds of desires to your partner when things change.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting to me that Penny doesn't necessarily think that this whole, like, henceforth Troy cheated thing is a deal breaker. She's like, I also think I deserve to know if I've been cheated on, which could possibly be a deal breaker. But it's not necessarily, like, the thing that could end their relationship.
Yeah, it's fascinating because I sense that sentiment from Penny too, where Penny's kind of like, I think I could look past this, but I would need to know if he's cheated further. And look, everyone's entitled to respond in completely different ways. But for me, if I saw my partner had been on these sites and wanting to meet up in person, to me, that would already classify as cheating. And then to me as well, I would then think, okay, if you've taken these steps, what else have you done? It's like it opens up a can of worms of like, well, okay, you obviously haven't communicated to me about this facet of your life. What else haven't you communicated?
Yeah.
Have you cheated before?
Yeah. Or even if I do confront you, because she's saying I don't even know whether to or how to broach this whole topic, because then she has to reveal that she went through his finances. Even if you do broach this, I would fear anyway, I know it's different for everyone, that he wouldn't even be fully honest with me because he wasn't honest about this to begin with. So she's like, I don't know whether I should tell him that I went through his finances. I think that's
tell
fine.
Him. Tell him. Who gives a fuck? As we've said, like, you literally had an incentive. You had a motive. You thought, well, I need to check this thing that came in on the finances to make sure that it's not a scam or
good intentions.
Where did it come from? Of course.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the perfect excuse. Well, not even an excuse because that's real. Mm. It's a perfect way to enter the conversation by being like, I checked up on this payment. I thought it could have been faulty or like a scam. I hadn't seen it before. And this is what I uncovered. Now that I know what I know, do you want to elaborate?
Yeah.
I feel like that's the perfect way to broach the conversation.
Yeah. I'm just a bit worried about this conversation and I want to explain to you why. But first, let's hear a word from today's sponsor.
Oh, take two with the sponsor.
Welcome back.
This is your space.
The space has come forth.
Defying gravity. Shushies, my loves, my darlings, it's Louis here. I want to ask you a quick question. What is something you really want next year? Do you want to focus on your health, go traveling, level up in your career, take up a new hobby, or re-enter the dating scene? Oh, it's all very exciting. Hinge is here to give you some summer holiday homework, okay? Take it slow, please. Yep, instead of putting pressure on yourself to achieve all of your personal and relationship goals right this very second, they're encouraging us to ponder their iconic prompt. You know the one. It's this year I want to. So your profile better represents who you are today and what you're looking forward to in the new year. New year, new us, my shushies! My little shushies!
I don't know if I'm supposed to make a sound in this.
Yeah, Annabelle's here listening to me record this.
And you're doing amazing, sweetie.
How beautiful is that? We literally do everything side by side.
Exactly.
This year, I want to spend every second with Annabelle Lee.
Tick.
Regularly reflecting on your dating journey is a great way to see how you've grown, get clear on what you're looking for, and match with all the right people next year. Thank you so much to Hinge for making this episode of Everybody Has a Secret possible.
All right, I said before the break that I was worried about how this conversation will go. And that was because I was like, well, she says she doesn't want to be that person. She doesn't want to participate or have him act on it with another person. And so I thought, well, he probably wants that from her. And I was thinking, well, that conversation is not going to go necessarily well then because they've got conflicting interests. But then I forgot about the point where Penny said that she'd be comfortable with him living his fantasies out online. There is a reality where she kind of lets him do this online and then he feels sexually fulfilled by just doing it online. Would you be okay with that, Louis, if, I don't know, your partner was online? I know the answer to this. If your partner was tapping away online in a sexual manner to somebody else.
I would not. But does that mean that my truth speaks for everyone's? Absolutely not. There are an abundance of relationships where things like this exist and all parties are genuinely okay with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I could see a world in which Penny's saying she is comfortable with him doing this, then so be it. Like, yeah. Who am I to say otherwise?
Mm.
I just know in my day-to-day life and with my relationships, I wouldn't be okay with it. Is Penny saying that she would be okay with him meeting up with the mistress in real life?
No. So she's like, I'd consider letting him live this out online.
Strictly online.
But only if it meant he wouldn't do anything with someone else in the flesh. But also I'm like, she's considering this online thing. Like, she stumbled across it. Like, this completely shocked her. She was like, I didn't know this about my partner of 10 years. Like, I know he's been into some role play. So I don't know. Like, she's still considering it.
Well, therein lies the issue, though, because he doesn't want to just live it out online.
Mm,
yeah. He wants to meet face to face. He wants that IRL full, like, dom sub intimate sexual encounter.
And she's also concerned that he may have already lived out
totally. This
kind of dynamic physically. Already physically cheated. So what's to say that fear won't persist, even if, say, you come up with some sort of deal where he gets to do it online and you're all happy doing that, which is totally fair. There might still be this niggling thing in your brain, like, oh, but how do I fully trust that he isn't also going out there and acting on this physically? That being said, because I agree with you, I do tend to agree that if this was my situation, I would be not 100% comfortable with having my partner online doing this stuff, but that's a personal preference.
I probably would have left them.
Well, what I was going to say was, I've also never been in a 10-year relationship like this, going through these similar sorts of hurdles. I do also understand being in this long, like, best friendship and wanting to let each other live out your lives and your desires fully and not hold each other back. Like, I also do understand that she just wants to let him be fully satisfied with every element of his life whilst also staying together. Like, that I do understand.
Yeah.
And, like, from Penny's submission, like, submission being the letter, you can tell that Penny is, like, very caring. Like, immediately is putting Troy and Troy's feelings and desires above her own.
Yeah.
You can tell that she just really loves her partner and she's, like, very, very caring. And it just makes me sad because from your nature, obviously, you just seem like this very, like, welcoming, accepting person. Troy just should have given you the grace to be transparent from the beginning, given you the chance to just be aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
So I just think it's a shame because you obviously deserved the truth from the beginning. But I really love how you brought up the fact that they do have this 10-year bond, because I think that is something that is worth noting. It's not something that you just throw away, like, they've been together for 10 years. It also brings up another point of navigating opposing sexual fantasies in a relationship.
Yeah. Mm.
Is it feasible? How do people go about it in a relationship?
Yeah. Mm. It absolutely is feasible. Like, it's, if anything, I imagine opposing sexual fantasies, or not necessarily opposing, but differing sexual fantasies, is super common. Like, the fact that two people fully align sexually is probably, like, rare. As you said before, though, you're so right. She is so accommodating and has tried things with him before.
Yeah.
And he still disrespected her by going behind her back.
Yeah.
I'm angry about it.
That's the thing. I am angry about that you did that, Troy. But no, I think it is 100% possible if you are, as we said, communicating at every point. It's all, like, not a push and pull, because that kind of implies that someone doesn't want to do it. It is, though, something like that. Like, it's it's a dance that you play in communicating these desires to each other, and if you want to, if you consent to it, testing it out with your partner and then, like, learning the stuff you like and stuff you don't like. That's just the way it goes, right? But Troy didn't really give Penny the respect to fully communicate what he wanted and went to seek it elsewhere.
Yeah, I love how you phrased that, or how you framed that, because I'm the same. I feel like it's so normal for two people to come into a relationship with different sexual fantasies and different kinks, different desires. And, like, hey, maybe there's, like, a period at the beginning where you're like, okay, well, you know, I'll give everything a go. Like, let's all try it out.
Mm. Yeah.
But then you kind of go on this journey together where, like, I don't know, it's almost, like, malleable, and you are like, okay, I didn't really like that. No, I didn't enjoy that. I didn't feel fulfilled by that. And then you just evolve together and you find this, like, happy medium of, like, you know, different fantasies and things and ways of expressing yourself sexually that you both like. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know, Penny saying, like, I don't want to be a dom mistress.
No.
Yeah.
So then that's that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
You have to have your boundaries.
Of course.
I think as well, like in a relationship, like you have your own kind of sexual bond together. You know what I mean? Like you kind of come up with what works for the both of you in that unit.
Yeah. Or each person brings something new to, or maybe introduces you to something you might like that you
didn't.
And that's the whole, that's how it all works.
But it's like two people here or like, you know, there are two parties involved when you're having sex. So
exactly. Whereas what happened here was he may have expressed small fantasies. Penny tried it with him. And then all of a sudden he got to a point where he just was like, okay, I'm going to just communicate with myself and have a conversation with myself and me and myself and I are going to go and do this elsewhere without Penny when she has done everything to try and support you and
she's been so accommodating.
So accommodating.
Mm.
And now it's reached a point where, and this part broke my heart, where Penny says she feels not enough for him. And that's really upsetting.
Yes.
And it's upsetting to feel as though because you like to be quote unquote vanilla in the bed.
Mm.
That isn't enough and that, I don't know, you would feel this inherent pressure of like, oh, do I need to perform more and be this other person? Where it's like, no, you don't. Like, you should always be made to feel enough regardless of like feeling quote-unquote vanilla or being a quote-unquote dom mistress. Yeah. Like, you should always be made to feel enough by your partner.
Yeah. Made to feel enough and also to feel desired. And so I can imagine all the combination of all of it is just like a huge kick in the guts that he's seeking this elsewhere.
And not everything also is like everyone's cup of tea and that's completely okay. Like, I hope you feel okay, Penny. Like, you don't need to
you don't
be
need
a dom mistress.
Anything.
There's an implied shame the other way that he's giving her that it's like, oh, well, you don't want to do what I want to do. Well, then you suck.
Like, oh, like you're too boring in the bedroom, blah, blah, blah. And that just like applies this inherent pressure of having to be something that you're completely not.
Yeah.
But it's so, you truly are enough.
And I don't want you to feel, Penny, like Troy signed up to this fetish website because you did anything wrong.
Mm.
Totally.
That wasn't because you, I don't know, miscommunicated something or didn't communicate enough. It was him. He didn't communicate. It was, I just don't want you to think this is a you thing.
No.
You are enough. You deserve to be desired. And so should we jump to the conversation that they need to have now?
Let's jump to the conversation because in my mind, I feel like it's such an easy conversation to have. As we talked about earlier, the fact that you came across this by accident because you were looking at finances and because you hadn't seen it before, you thought it was a scam or something. That's like the perfect in for the conversation.
Yeah.
Hey, Troy. Okay, Bella, you be Troy.
Okay, fine. I'm always the villain.
Hey, partner.
Hey, Penny.
So I was going through finances. Obviously, we have a life together. We're married.
We are.
And such. And I came across this thing and I was like, what the hell is that? I haven't seen that before. And you know how it is in this economy, so many scams and things. And so I just thought, okay, you know, I need to do my due diligence, make sure this isn't an ongoing scam. I had a look.
Thanks for looking out for me, babe, by the way.
So I'm always so accommodating of you, Troy. Keep that in mind.
You are. And I don't think that enough and I don't let you know that enough. So thank you, Penny.
That feels great to hear, Troy. Thank you. But I came across this site. And I've now seen the conversations and obviously I'm happy that I came across them because you haven't told me and I don't know if you would have told me. Care to explain? End scene.
Because now.
Simply gorgeous.
Yeah. Well done, Louis.
Thanks, Troy. Actually, no, not thank you, Troy. I rescind that.
Because Troy could respond in a few ways.
If he responds in a shit way, then fuck Troy.
If he responds defensively, which is my least favorite kind of responding to in a fight situation, when someone immediately is like, no, 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 you're bad, I did nothing wrong. I hope he doesn't do that. I hope he is like, whoa, shit, yeah, I should have communicated this to you, I should have told you, this should have been, that's the missing step from all of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that's the case, then it's whether or not he just wants to do it online, which, as we said before, unlikely, given like, again, I don't know enough about this, but I'm so sure that it's unlikely he just wants to do this online because of the nature of the fetish, which is like dom sub. It's a physical, it's like sexual desires. And I know that you can be sexual with someone just online.
Oh, and like phone calls, like.
It's totally a thing.
It can like completely be a thing without it being that skin to skin contact.
Yes.
But we're getting the vibe from Troy.
It's just like Troy's giving, he would.
And he may have already. Even like just thinking about my role play just then, the way that I broached that topic, that was the polite way. But I just also want to say, Penny, you have every right to sit him down and be like, you fucking cheated.
Yeah.
You fucking cheated. Mm. You talk to these people online wanting to like hook up with them and fuck them. Like, you fucking cheated. You have every right to just blow up as well.
Which yes. would you do? If you were in Penny's position, would you do option A, role play option, or
I would
up?
Be... Oh, it's tough because, like, even when I'm angry, I don't ever, like, I don't think I ever get fiery. Like, I don't ever yell.
Oh, yeah, I cry.
Yeah, I would be really, really hurt. I would go to him and be like, you cheated. I'd be just really sad. And then yes. I'd be like, we're done.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, so that's actually really sad. I'm sorry to have to put you in that position.
I'm going to start crying now.
I also think as well, like, and we touched on it at the start of the secret discussion, like, obviously having a fetish is completely fine. And like, yeah, Troy has done the wrong thing here. He's cheated on Penny. He's been really dishonest and deceitful. But yeah. also, like, you know, she has said in the secret, I love him so much. Like, I want him to be happy and I don't want to shame him for this either. So it is a bit of a tricky conversation.
Good. Yeah, absolutely. And, before when we were saying, oh, Troy would, like, Troy's giving, he would have actioned this. I know that's maybe a flippant thing to say because we don't know him. But the reason why I said that was because she is like, oh, I'm worried that he's already done it.
Of course.
And I feel like if that's a fear that you already have, that he potentially acted on this physically.
Yes.
Like, you know him better than we do. You've been in a relationship with him for 10 years. Mm. The yeah. fact you have that fear, even though you've known him for 10 years, he's been your partner for 10 years, is very worrying to me.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I'm still on the train of like, we love fetishes. We don't love concealing things from our partners.
Lying, yeah.
It's lying. So yeah. Troy is not welcome in the vault yet. There could be updates in the future if he redeems himself.
Yes.
It'll be telling how he responds to this chat, which needs to happen. Mm, yeah. Which needs to happen. But one thing that I've been thinking about is like, Penny, if you're truly okay with him being with a dominant mistress online, then that's fine. And obviously I don't know the intricacies of your relationship, but I do worry that if you're just saying that to appease him and then you truly wouldn't be okay with it deep down.
Yeah, you're right. Because sometimes it goes back to that whole like dance of things. We make decisions or we say yes to things because we love our partner, but sometimes that can kind of enter into love blinding us and not putting ourselves first.
Yeah.
So you're right. That could potentially be something that could happen here.
She could turn around. Penny could turn around and be like, I'd literally be fine with it if it was just online. Not that we think that it would stay online, but that's another conversation.
Yeah.
But if Penny's like, nah, like I'm okay with having his mistress on the side, so be it. Who are we to say otherwise? But there is always going to be the part of me being like, fuck, you just sound so accommodating and lovely and that you put himself before you.
Mm.
I just would worry whether you truly deep down would be okay with that.
Yeah, and that's something that I think will be something that you realize. That's just, again, it comes back to the communication thing. If you say yes to this, he starts doing it, you feel uncomfortable, well, then that's your turn to communicate that back to him, and then you'll probably have to figure out where to from here, maybe breaking up, maybe divorce, which I know you say terrifies you, which is so understandable.
Yeah.
But it's always the case that, like, whilst if that were to happen, that would be heartbreaking and horrible, there's always the other side of things and there's always hindsight. And I'm not saying you should divorce and I'm not saying you should break up. But yeah, there are a lot of conversations to be had from here, a lot of working things out, seeing how you feel about things. And we wish you the best for it.
We do. Yeah.
He needs to be accommodating to your needs as well. And right now, he's made you feel like you aren't enough.
Mm.
He needs to work overtime to make you feel enough. If you're already like going to these extra lengths to even consider him having a mistress, even though he concealed this from you and essentially cheated on you, the fact that you're still considering this as a possibility shows like just how much fucking love you have for him.
Yeah.
Even though you have every right to rage and fucking leave right now. So if you're already doing this and showing him so much grace, whether he deserves it or not, he needs to be working overtime for you to give you grace and make you feel like you are enough.
Yes, completely. And if he shows any shred of like defensiveness or anything, like all of the section above that I just said was under the proviso that he's groveling. Like when you raise this with him, he needs to be like, fuck, I really fucked up and I'm so sorry. How can we make this better? If he shows any sign of like, this is semi your fault, fuck him, we're out of here.
Yeah.
Not that he was ever in the vault to begin with.
He's trying to get in right now, and like security's looking at his ID being like, I don't know.
I don't know, man. You've got a lot of work to do, Troy. Yeah.
But we wish you luck, Penny.
Good luck, Penny. And as always, thank you for sharing with us. My gosh. That brings us to the end of today's episode, Shushies.
Another concluding...
That's actually so funny if the episode just ends there. Another concluding and then the music just fades out. Another concluding fade out.
Another conclusion for another beautiful episode.
Oh, another day. And I don't want to say slay. I was going to say another day and slay and I immediately...
Another day, another secret.
Another day, another secret. Doesn't quite roll off the tongue like slay does, but no. 2025, moving into it. I know next week's episode might be, a bit of a spoiler alert, a bit of a 2025 New Year vibes.
Yeah.
Maybe in the new year I will stop saying slay, because that was like a this year thing, I think. And saying it this year was me kind of like on a bit too long.
This is coming from the girl who's trying to bring YOLO back, so I don't really trust what you say at the moment.
Actually, ignore me.
It's YOLO now.
It's YOLO. We love it. Guys, thanks for listening.
We are so excited to record our 2024 finale episode for you, which will be next week.
The fin, of course. We will be back next year, but we're so excited to record next week's episode. Until then, you know where to find us. We're on socials, TikTok, Instagram.
Yeah.
Have a little look at our videos and our posts. We love them. We love them, and we know you will too.
Yeah, and continue to tell us that you thought we were blonde when you first heard us without seeing us on socials.
Yeah. Continue to. We love that. Thanks, guys. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what time is the round of applause?
Te amo.
Te amo. Te amo, mi amor.
Stop. This podcast was recorded on Wurundjeri land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.